Ramsey TV.
Oh, Harold, look, he's back in his car. I actually like some of the videos he makes in his car, Harold. He's so humble when he's in his car. He's so brilliant when he's in his car, I have to admit. I hate to admit it, Harold. I hate to admit it. Don't tell him I said it. Don't tell Martin Zander I said I love his car videos. Hey, too late. I heard that. This is Martin Zander. Yes, and I am in my car. That is true. I'm in Canton, Ohio at the parking lot of the hotel. Have not done a car video for you for a while, so I thought it was time. It was time. I haven't told you, but I'm up on a hill. I have told you that, but also upon this hill is a thing called New Point Community Church. It's a giant mega crapo church here in Canton. And I had a run-in. They have a highway sign over here. They have a highway sign right over here. I had a run-in with it. In fact, that green glow is caused by the New Point Community Church highway sign. I had a run-in with it earlier. Let me show you what happened. What do we have here? What do we have here? Are you kidding me? Am I seeing this correctly? New Point Community Church. Yeah, it's a giant church here. New Point Community Church. Can you read what it says underneath? I don't know if it's coming out. Life is complicated, we can help. Life is complicated, we can help. What? How you gonna help? How you gonna help? How you gonna help? By confusing the crap out of people? By telling people they're saved by grace and then telling them that God's gonna torment them for eternity if you don't choose him quick enough? How are you going to help? How are you going to solve the complications? By telling people that God is in control of his universe, but then you are also in control of your universe, your private universe, and that God cannot bang down the doors of your sovereign will. Ooh, that sounds like it's going to really uncomplicate things. Maybe you'll tell people that Jesus died and that the gospel is centered on the death of Christ, and then tell people, well, he didn't really die because he's God instead of the Son of God, like he said he was. Oh, that'll uncomplicate my life. I can't wait. When can we start? New Point Church. Huh, what a joke. So, a lot of people ask me, Martin, what's going to happen at the end of the eons? No, I wish that was the question. But the question is, what's going to happen after the eons? People want to know what's going to happen after the eons, after God becomes all in all. Martin Zander, what happens after all in all? I'm telling you, only the world's most outspoken Bible scholar would be asked a question like this. This is an intense question. I've devoted intense study to it, to the question, what will happen after all in all, after the eons? And the best answer I have for that right now is, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows, because the farthest look we have in Scripture is to the end of the Aeonian times. We know what is going to happen at the end of the Aeonian times. God's conciliated to the world now, but at the end of the Aeonian times, the world will be conciliated to God. Every single being will be brought back into unity and oneness with God. That's the meaning of the phrase, God becoming all in all in 1 Corinthians 15:28. Also, death will be abolished. We get that wonderful news in 1 Corinthians 15:26. So that's those two things are going to happen at the end of the eons. You're finally not going to have any long waits at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Yeah, you'll go to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles at the end of the eons, and you'll just step right up to the counter and you'll be waited on in an efficient and a polite manner. So that's what happened at the end of the eons. There are people who are concerned, and I understand this, like that at the end of the eons, when God is all in all, they're afraid they're going to lose their individuality. They think that we're all just going to become this nebulous, or they're hoping we don't, but they're not sure, that we all become this nebulous, indistinct cloud of oneness, you know, that just hums like, and no, the cloud will not hum. It'll kind of whistle like, No, there will not be a nebulous cloud of oneness. We are all individuals. God becomes all in all. That's the key, the second all. The first all is God becomes everything. And the second all is God becomes everything and everybody. So you will retain your distinct personality, your distinct characteristic. You will be known as you. You will recognize other people. You will look over and say, hey, there's Martin Zander. There he is. He's not in his car anymore. Yeah, you'll be able to know who's who. So that's great news. And another question I get about the end of the eons is, will we see God? And this answer that I give, which is the right answer, by the way, I have a habit of that, it disappoints most people. And I'm going to explain why that should not disappoint you. I don't believe we will ever see God. God is absolutely invisible. People are disappointed. It's like, you got to be careful, because what you're doing when you say you're disappointed and not seeing God, you're basically just, just be careful. You're insulting Jesus Christ. Because it's like you're setting him aside. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is Jesus speaking. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's what he told Thomas, Philip, somebody. And it'd be like him telling you that, and then, thanks, but, you know, I'm sorry, but step aside, please. I want to see the Father. Step aside? Jesus, step aside. I want to see the Father. I don't think you want to do that. Don't think you should do that. And I know that when you are snatched away, you won't do that, because Jesus Christ satisfies everything, every yearning we have for the Father, because he's the perfect image of the Father. If you've seen him, you've seen the Father. I think it was Philip said, show us the Father and it will suffice us. We'll be happy to show us the Father. Well, if you've seen me, you've seen him. I represent, I stand for, I expound upon everything he is. So, you don't need to see the Father. Forget about it. Just forget about it. You'll see Jesus Christ. Now, here's the other question I get. It concerns time. It's like, Martin said that we want to be in eternity. I want to feel eternity. Oh, it's going to feel like a warm bath. I think it's going to be delicious. Eternity. Oh, I'm going to swim in eternity. And through eternity. You're going to swim through eternity? But if you're going through it, it's not eternity. You see, through is a time word. You being here 1 minute and there the next minute or the next second, that's not eternity. Many of you want to travel at the speed of thought. So do I. But that can't happen in eternity, because even at the speed of thought, you're going from one place to another. That defies eternity, because we don't even understand eternity. I told you, I used to tell my kids, God had no beginning and no end. And what do you mean? They would lose their minds. Their little heads were about to explode. They'd jump up and down on the bed and scream. What do you mean he had no beginning and no end? They can't handle it. I'm glad Marcia didn't call the county on me, telling the kids something like that. It's brutal. Shouldn't do that to people. Tell them that God has no beginning and no end. You just hear it and go on. You can't, don't meditate on it, don't concentrate on it, because you'll never figure it out. So we're not going to be in eternity when we're snatched away. We're not going to be in eternity. We're not going to eternity. Our bodies are being changed. We're going to be made immortal. But where does it say we enter into eternity? No. We're going to reconcile the universe to God. We're going to bring all the estranged creatures among the celestial realm back to God. In order to do that, we have to be in the celestial realm. And when you think that you're in the celestial realm, people assume that once you cross that boundary into the celestial realm, you cross the boundary into eternity. No, you don't. I don't think we'll ever enter eternity. Now, I used to think that after the eons ended, I'm going to talk about the purpose of the eons before I close here, Ephesians 3:11, that was the end of time, and then eternity proper began. See, I used to think this myself. Eternity proper began after the eons. So in other words, there's no question that we don't enter into eternity in the eon 4, eon 5. There's no question. But the question is, at the end of the eons, God becomes all in all. So when we come to the end of the eonian times, when God's all in all, then can we enter eternity, Martin? Can we? No, I'm not going to let you enter eternity yet or ever. Because here comes the question again. What happens after the eons? I don't know. So everything I'm going to say now is speculation. Okay? I used to think the new earth somehow was gone after the eons. I somehow thought time was gone after the eons. But I don't think that anymore because scripture doesn't say that. Where does it say that the new earth comes to an end? No, God's worked and been looking forward to the new earth since the creation of the first one, the wreckage of the first one, and the future wreckage of this one. We have no indication that the new earth expires. It's going to be great. Why would it expire? And we don't know that time stops. The assumption is, well, after the eonian times run their course, time must stop. Now, where does it say that? These are the eons. These are created for a purpose. That is, for God to bring everything back to himself after he creates everything. Ephesians 11. The purpose of the eons, which he makes in Christ Jesus. The purpose of the eons. These five eons, we're in the third one, to our future, were made for a purpose. And the purpose is for God to create everything and then to reconcile everything through Christ. That's the purpose. Very simple. For God to create everything, put everything through an experience of evil, humble everything via that experience of evil, educate all creatures by an experience of evil, bring them back to himself, educated, wiser, smarter, and being able to appreciate good. I often say we're going to feel good for eternity. I know that. I often say that. Maybe I should stop saying it. I don't know. I mean, technically it will be eternity because time will go on and on and on. But time going on and on and on is far different than eternity. Eternity has nothing to do with time. When I'm at a conference teaching on the eons, the first question I ask, is eternity a long time? If you think so, raise your hand. People raise their hands. I go, everybody, is eternity a long time? And then I convict them all of error. No, you're wrong. Eternity is not a long time. Eternity has nothing to do with time. So when I say eternity, I should stop saying it. I should say time will go on and on and on. And things are just going to reach a perfection at the conclusion of the eons, after the purpose of the eons has been reached. It's going to reach a state of perfection, and it's going to continue on in a state of perfection. It will continue on. God has no end. Christ has no end. We in the body of Christ, we're immortal. We can't die, so you can't end us no matter how much you want to. I'd like to end these people, but I can't. They're freaking immortal. Yeah, sorry. Don't mess with an immortal being. You can't do it. You're not going to end us. We're going to go on and on. So at the end of the eons, we're all still distinct beings. We're going to recognize each other. We're not going to see God, but we're going to be completely satisfied. Completely satisfied seeing Christ because he's the perfect image of God. And we're still going to be operating in time. After the eons is anybody's guess, but I would say that it's going to be great. I would say that time will continue. It'll just be a new kind of, it'll be a new time. It won't be the eons. It'll be the freons or the peons or the neons. It'll be new. It'll be the neonian times. The freonian times, but not the aonian times. See, it's just going to be a different set of time. The purpose of the eons will be fulfilled when God is all in all. And we're all going to feel really good. And even the members of the High Point Community Church, even they will be elucidated in the ways of God. Yeah, they'll be the last people right before, they'll be the last people that get the truth right before Satan.